Welcome to Faith Consciousness Radio with Dr. Leslie, where we are exploring what's possible for you and all of humanity in this world. Welcome, friends. Today, we are moving into a new topic, and it is going to be dealing with what I have just experienced in the last 36 hours. So I'm jumping right in to ask you this question. Are you ready for a new baptism? Are you ready to be immersed into something new that brings lasting change into your life? In today's show, we are going to talk about what baptism means, what it is from even a scientific perspective as far as an immersion, a transmission, okay, into a new level of consciousness, a new level of connecting with that which we don't fully understand, that which is eternal, that which is beyond what we can see, touch, taste, and feel, okay? But what we know more and more is real, and we can begin to embody in our own minds, our hearts, our physical bodies. The Bible calls your physical body the temple of the Holy Spirit, which means you're like a house. And what do we do in houses? We live in houses. If we have a home or a physical dwelling, that is the place that contains a lot of our life. It is where we reside. Generally, we go in and out at times, but it's home base. What if your physical body is home base for that which we call God? What if your physical body is a place for the indwelling of a consciousness beyond that which you were born with? Okay. And what if that embodiment can be deepened in a short period of time? What if there is a place, a time and space, and an action to walk through and engage with, especially with someone to help bring it about? In our traditional church, we have baptism often with water. Understand, and we're going to be exploring today throughout the show, water is an energy conductor, okay? You know how you're not supposed to get in the bathtub with your hair dryer in hand that's plugged in? Why? Because that electrical conduction, if it touches the water, it will transmit directly through it to you. So we're not talking about getting that type of destructive shock. But what if you could have a powerful constructive shock, okay? What if you could have a transmission that uplifts you into something more, something beyond the level of life you have been walking in? Now, this reminds me, a part of the journey in the past week for me that I really want to share and help allow the gifts from to be moved to you as well. You can be co-recipients with me as we join together here. One of the beautiful gifts for me was an incredible video of a man who had a near-death experience. A near-death experience. He was flatlined for over 90 minutes. And this man tells his detailed story of his body being discovered in the bathroom of a Dairy Queen. Next week, I'm going to give you the actual link to that interview. It's a long interview. It's a fascinating story. But when I talked about that positive, constructive shock or jolt, it reminded me of part of this man's story. Okay, he physically died in a bathroom of a Dairy Queen. And after a while, someone kept trying to go in the bathroom. They went to management and said, whoever's in there isn't coming out. They unlocked the door, found this guy's body. Paramedics came, declared him dead, and put that body in a body bag, put it into the ambulance, and a new paramedic who'd only been on staff for a week was assigned to be in the back with the body. And they told him, don't touch the body, and we're just driving it, okay? Well, that guy felt compelled at some point, unzipped the body bag, pulled out the paddles, and jolted that physical body. And the first time he did that, nothing happened except the paramedics in the front, who were more seasoned, turned around, looked at him, and said, dude, you just lost your job. Okay, so expect to be fired, because that is well against the rules. Okay, this guy was being moved by beyond his own mind and his own fears of losing his employment. And now he picked up the paddles and gave that body a second jolt. And this time, a blip came up. It was flatlined, and then there was one dee-dee, and nothing else, okay? So in the telling of the story, that was enough to shut up the seasoned paramedics. So now they're like totally silent. Okay, they heard a blip, which is impossible. Like how, or maybe the machine malfunctioned for a second. I don't know, but how did that happen? So they're silenced, and the new paramedic does it a third time. So a third jolt, a third energetic and electrical transmission is applied powerfully to this dead body. And from there, a very faint but continuous heartbeat emerged. So the drivers of the vehicle are shocked, just as that body was shocked into a heartbeat. They pull immediately into the hospital that they are passing by. By the time they get the body out of the body bag and onto a gurney, the body is going into seizures and convulsing violently, and apparently fluid is coming out of every orifice. Okay, so the body is vomiting and so on. They're strapping the body down and working on this body that eventually gets revived. So the gentleman who left that body for a time and was told from the heavenly realms that he needed to go back and enter that body again, which he did not want to do, okay? He tells the story and the teachings that he learned from crossing to the other side. So my question to you today is, are you ready for a jolt into a new level of life? Are you ready for a transmission? I'll call it a baptism, which I got yesterday, in a new way. Baptism bringing you into a new level of consciousness, a new experience of life. Stay tuned and learn what's available and what's calling us all at this stage in Earth's journey. Stay tuned. This is Faith Consciousness Radio with Dr. Leslie. We'll be back in just a few moments. And welcome back. This is Faith Consciousness Radio with Dr. Leslie, inviting you to ask the question, are you ready for a new baptism? So friends, that is what I want to ask you today. I'm walking the journey in my own life. I'm sharing it with you authentically and raw as it happens. And I want you to actually feel it. The question is, not just hear it, are you ready for a new baptism? Are you longing somewhere underneath all the doing, all the fixing, all the trying in your life? Are you longing to receive something new? A transmission, a frequency shift, a baptism that actually changes the architecture of your reality. We just talked a bit about a near-death experience where this gentleman's body was jolted back into life here on planet Earth, where he was shocked jolted, transmitted back into this living, breathing, walking 3D world to continue a journey that his soul was called to fulfill. He said that his brother said a powerful, powerful prayer and commanded. He looked at the body, the body that at this point was fully unconscious and in a coma, but had this weak heartbeat, and said, "I command you. I command you to be whole. I command you to return to your body." As we move into the deeper explorations of faith consciousness through this show, we're going to be exploring what it means to take power and be able to command into being that which is not. The Bible says, "The God who calls things that are not as if they are, and then they become it." We'll be exploring how we are put into a position of dominion over this world, where we're called into our place of authority in the image of that which we call God, and able to command into being that which we are aligned with. And that alignment eventually moves to higher and higher levels, to where we become a true extension of divine will here on earth. Now, part of that journey is taking steps, stair-stepping higher and higher into higher ways of being, higher paradigms of perceiving, moving into more and more harmony with that which we were created to become. And today I'm asking you, are you feeling any yearning? Just the fact that you're tuning into this show right now, whether live in the moment today or you're listening to the recording, ultimately, there is no such thing as time. And distance is an illusion. This is what science now knows as well. In 3D reality, we're experiencing a perception of linear time and linear space. But even the Bible says God has no time. God is beyond time and distance. So Jesus was the cause of remote healings that defied time and space. And we, in that same frequency, can be that same thing too. And we're in a journey of evolution that is causing us to become and then become again and become again. This week, I was feeling that hunger. I was feeling that sense of longing for moving into something more. And I began a conversation with the spiritual teacher at a community center that I was engaging with. He was the pastor of a Pentecostal church, and I knew he understood what I had experienced being baptized in the Holy Spirit. Now, whether you have any experience with that or not, when you understand the Bible talks about this event that happened with the disciples, this is in the New Testament, talking about the day of Pentecost, where they were in this upper room coming together and something happened. A transmission occurred and new things happened to these people that they did not expect and they didn't understand. But what they did know was something changed. Something came upon them. Something drastically and lastingly rearranged who they were, how they were experiencing themselves, this life, and that which we call God. And many of them began to speak languages that they had no learning of, they had no knowledge about. And yet there were some passers-by who heard their own native language coming through this person who had no training in that language. and didn't even know what they were saying. This is scripture. I'm not making this up. Okay? Others were speaking a spiritual language that was not known to man. A transmission of sound, spiritual sound coming through. And what I ultimately lined up with was a new immersion into a new consciousness through water, which is how our traditional baptism has been happening for many years, for ages, and through the tradition of traditional Christian church. Now I've learned even beyond the church. Before Christianity was born, there were ancient cultures using water as a conduit for this immersion into something new, a transmission into a deeper and higher consciousness. Now, to go further into this exploration, I want to bring on, we have two friends joining us today, and we're bringing one on the air now, which is a mystery to me. I don't know if this is Sunny or Horace. Hi.
Hi, it's Sunny.
Sunny, thank you so much for coming on with us. We're in the midst of this conversation, Sunny, about a spontaneous transmission being able to be engaged with that changes our state in a lasting way, a transmission that has occurred through ancient traditions before even Christianity or religion were born in that way, and a transmission that we incorporated into the practice of traditional Christianity and religion that we called baptism. And babies were being given it through the anointing with water and the observation and declaration of calling them into something. And some people were being immersed into water as an energetic transmitter. And we're exploring this conversation about transmission that initiates us into something more, into presumably a higher consciousness that brings us into a new architecture energetically and invites us into something that we haven't had access before. I'm saying that in a modern era, this is a part of what we call the technology of faith. And I'd love for you, Sunny, to introduce to the listeners a little more understanding about the scalar waves and how that technology works and how people can receive transmissions through these frequencies, whether they're in the room, being immersed in it in person, or even remotely through a photograph in the room. How does that work, Sunny?
Well, basically, you have to understand that scalar is a field of energy that permeates the entire universe. And it's literally outside of space and time. Being outside of space and time, it is all everywhere, all the time. And so therefore, it doesn't degrade over distance because distance is a measurement that we use, but it doesn't mean anything to the dimension in which scalar energy functions. And time is the same thing. So scalar frequency and scalar energy is a field energy that is nonlinear, which means it's not going a straight line. It cannot be focused like you can focus light. You can focus in a flashlight, into a laser, etc. But that makes it a linear transmission. But scalar is not linear. It's non-Hertzian. It basically is all-encompassing. Mm. And it is something that we are a part of. Because it is it's a basic energy of the universe. It's something which our cells actually communicate with each other through part of the scalar field. And the scalar field can be used for transmitting frequencies. So when you talk about, now you were talking about transmission through, for instance, baptism. Now, a lot of this has to do with our vocabulary. It's we put words to things so that we have a concept.
Obviously. Yes, isn't that the concept, truth?
Uh-huh. Yeah, that concept tends to be locked into a certain way and can be reduced in its actual reality. And so when baptism itself talks about a rebirthing, being reborn, which means a change in an energetic format. And so anything that actually comes into you, that you come in contact with, that actually makes a change in you at an energetic or frequency level is a form of baptism.
Mm.
Because baptism, again, okay, the connotation of baptism is the religious practice that a particular religion uses it. But baptism in itself, the concept of baptism is the rebirthing, being reborn.
Mm.
So it is just simply a change of or an acceleration of frequency and a growth of energy and frequency. So for a permanent change.
Wow. Wow. So being reborn into a higher frequency. We are going to need to take a station break in just a moment, Sonny. Listeners, if you can stay tuned, we're going to return in just a few moments with more understanding of what this means to be altered in such a way that you're essentially reborn a higher version of you. You immersed in a higher frequency that can actually recalibrate your energetic architecture ongoing. Stay tuned. This is Faith Consciousness Radio with Dr. Leslie. We'll be back in just a few moments. And we're back. This is Faith Consciousness Radio with Dr. Leslie, and we have Sonny on the line learning about how you can be baptized into a new birth of you, a new version of yourself. So, Sonny, I have been receiving those scalar frequencies for 4 weeks now. Actually, I think Sonny was my fifth time going up to your scalar center, and I have been feeling so uplifted, especially the next couple days. So I'd love to learn more and share with our listeners more about this scalar frequency transmission. And of course, I'm relating it to a baptism, an immersion into a higher frequency that we can entrain to and actually come out with changes. What are people besides me noticing physically, emotionally, spiritually when they receive the scalar work?
Well, scalar works, like you mentioned, on all four different levels. It works physically, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. And each person is a little bit different how they respond to energy, because there are so many factors that actually have something to do with how it comes through to you. And when you are working in the scalar field, your body responds to it. Your body is intelligent. The body understands what it needs, and it operates on a frequency and energetic basis. And when you are in an energetic field, it gets fed, if you will, the type of energies that it needs to do its job. It's designed to heal itself. It's designed to be balanced energetically and frequency-wise. And as long as it's balanced in what they call homeostasis, then it keeps it healthy, okay, emotionally, physically, mentally. And depending on where some of those challenges may come in, your body finds what it needs in a frequency basis in a scalar field. Now, the way we're set up here at Scalar Health Enhancement Center is that we have the vortex room, which is a scalar field, and we have embedded a great many different healing frequencies in that field. And the way your body works is that when you're in a field like that, and when you're in a vortex, it takes in what it can use, what it needs. Anything it doesn't need, it just ignores. And so it's kind of like if you went to a buffet, a food buffet, and everything there was actually absolutely the healthiest food you could possibly eat. And you have some of this, you have some of that, and some of this, and whatever you eat is going to be good for you. Well, this is kind of like a buffet of energy frequencies. The body finds, it takes what it needs because it's all good for it, and it doesn't take in anything that it doesn't need. So when it comes to shifting your frequency levels when in your body, you've got to understand that the body basics want you to have a higher frequency. There are many things that will bring it down. Emotions are one thing. For instance, fear, guilt, jealousy, all of these things, these negative emotions, bring the frequency of the body down. The mind and literally the physical frequencies throughout your body get lowered. Mm-hmm. And the lower they are, the more susceptible they are to pathogens and to things that can go wrong. And when you're experiencing higher frequencies like love, joy, happiness, laughter, music, these things bring and raise the frequency in the body, and it's not only in the mind and the emotions, but also in the physical. Now, every cell in your body has a mitochondria, which is the power center of the cell, and that should hold between 70 to 90 millivolts of actual electrical energy. Now, when that energy is at that level or better, then the cells have can maintain the frequency levels they need. They have the strength to defend themselves, to do their jobs, to communicate with the other cells in the body, and to function. When that frequency gets lower, then they become weaker.
Mm-hmm.
They have trouble operating the way they're supposed to. Actually, cancer in the body actually functions at about 10 or 20 millihertz in the cells. Whereas if you're at 70 to 90 millivolts, cancer can't live. So part of working with Scalar is to recharge those batteries, the batteries in every cell in your body. And in a two-hour session with our vortex room, every cell in your body is recharged to 70 to 90 millivolts.
Mm.
And now that is something that helps the body to function correctly. It also, and when you're talking about permanent change, everybody knows that we have DNA. What most people don't realize is that DNA can become mutated through radiation, through toxins, through a lot of the different things that our society currently has in abundance. So basically, everybody's DNA is somewhat mutated. And that mutation causes every cell with that mutated DNA to not function correctly.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're in the energy matrix, like Scalar and the frequencies, it helps your body to restructure that DNA back to what we call the divine blueprint, that which was designed to be. When it's in that design, where it's designed to be, that divine blueprint, it functions where it should be. That is a permanent change. It's an actual change in your body, and not only in your physical, but in your mental, emotional, and spiritual realms as well, because your spiritual realms are affected by your frequency. And the thing is, you've got to remember too, we are we're a spiritual being having a physical experience. We're not a body having a spiritual experience. It's the other way around, that we are a spiritual being having a physical experience. Now, that means that our spirit is an energy. It's an energy form that motivates and functions within this body, and it's the life force that keeps the body functioning. So if the body is draining that life force by being misused or being contaminated through the toxins, et cetera, it drains that energy and lowers the whole frequency, which affects us spiritually as well as mentally and emotionally.
Wow. So I've been enjoying imbibing in these frequencies on Sunday nights there at the Scalar Center, and I'm calling that now like an energy baptism. that helps us emerge as a higher version of ourselves, even down to how we're feeling and thinking. Sunny, I want to thank you so much for being on with us again today and sharing. Tell us quickly how people can get this baptism, how they can get to the Scalar Center. What's your number and website?
Well, our website is scalarhealthenhancement.com. And our phone number is 704-490-5483.
Thank you, Sunny.
9 to 6.
Thank you for being with us again. Listeners, stay tuned. And welcome back. This is Faith Consciousness Radio with Dr. Leslie, exploring baptism, transmission, and emerging as a higher version of you. Okay, so I want to say that this is a part of the divine blueprint. God has set it up this way to where we can have an instantaneous recalibration. And when we begin to understand how we are dwelling in an energetic field of consciousness, and that which we call God is a consciousness that can be your anointing, that can actually move you into a new state of being and help you be born to a higher awareness, a higher frequency, a higher experience of life, then you can embrace. But the first thing you must do is ask. Okay, so we want to talk about that for a minute. What would it mean for you to step into your own new experience, your own recalibration? So we're going to bring on my dear friend Horace Bush to talk about what that looks like. Horace, we're talking on the air. Welcome back today. We're talking on the air about baptism as an energetic transmission and what that looks like, kind of relating that upper room experience that we see discussed in the Bible and kind of what the science and energy is behind that spiritual awakening.
Well, very interesting. In the Christian tradition, baptism has been associated with, I guess you could say, as an analogy to the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus, and using that sort of platform in a person's life, it represents dying to that old way of thinking, that old way of self. Even the Apostle Paul, I can't remember the exact passage, but he even says, we even die daily.
Yes.
And again, we're not talking about a physical death here. We're talking about dying to ways of thinking, believing, feeling that no longer serves us.
The old version of ourselves, dying to a lower version.
Old version. Mm-hmm. Exactly. An awakening to infinite possibility that's available to us in this new way of being.
Yeah, it's funny because the beginning of the show, Horace, I was relaying to the listeners that near-death experience video that I shared even with you recently about this gentleman who had this jolt of electrical energy but basically he was jolted back into life and with a higher consciousness. Because God told him from the other side, you have more work to do. We're not taking you over here yet because you've got to go back, right? But he came back into this world, into a new life with higher awareness, bringing new gifts.
Right. And if you want to talk about the overall or umbrella term, I guess you can say, what I would say is spiritual transmission. Mm-hmm. Baptism would fall under that. When you think about a spiritual transmission, which can take many forms, it can take the form of an actual touch, a physical touch, or even a gaze, or just an emanation from an exalted being, whether it's a teacher, a master, a guide, a guru, under any of those terms, I guess you can say. And then that transmission, however it's done, kind of like what you just said a second ago, it then imparts energy to the person receiving it on that end, which can mean greater awareness, enlightenment. It can manifest in many different ways, but the sum of it being that the recipient has a greater awareness on many levels at that point as a result of that transmission, of which baptism could be one of those ways that transmission occurred.
Right. So we just got off the phone with Sunny from the Scalar Center, who was really detailing these frequencies, these scalar frequencies that are nonlinear, and we were equating it to an energetic baptism, right? And how, I call this the technology of faith, where we are having new ways of receiving downloads, of things that we used to just categorize as spiritual. Now we're beginning to understand the science of spirit and see more ways of receiving these energetic uplifts and transmissions than what we even knew of before. So even to the point that they are causing spontaneous healings through the body. I was on my fifth session of a radio frequency transmitting device called the biocharger when I had a spiritual experience and my body recalibrated and released itself of that frequency of cancer last year. And so in 2 weeks, Dr. Benton's going to be on. We're going to be detailing that experience and how that's even possible. But just to your point, there are multiple ways that we can engage in what we have deemed a baptism, an immersion, and have an experience that results into the rebirth of a higher version of ourselves, more healed, more whole, more moving towards the fulfillment of that divine blueprint that God created us to awaken to.
And it's pretty interesting because if you talk about the context of teaching and learning, at least in the context of the way we think about it in our society, this takes it to a whole other level. Because in many of the Buddhist traditions, for instance, the teacher would use the transmission, however they would conduct it, as a way of accelerating that learning process. So it's not just a linear process. It's a more holographic process, kind of what you were implying and alluding to, where they even talk about downloads. So it goes beyond the traditional way of how we think about acquiring knowledge. But the recipient receives an immediate download imparted to them to accelerate that process according to how that teacher or master or whatever would like to do that. So it's pretty fascinating because in our Western society, that's something that has not been discussed much and is only beginning to be discussed and observed. And I think that's awesome.
It is awesome. So maybe we are beginning, as a collective to emerge in a higher state too. Are we coming from a collective baptism, to where there are higher frequencies on this planet that we are all rising out of with a higher level of consciousness. Of course, in faith consciousness, this is what we call human consciousness evolution, that we are programmed to be evolving as we go. So, Horace, I want to thank you so much for being with us again today and sharing of your own wisdom and spiritual awareness and experience with us. And we look forward to having you on again.
Absolutely. I thoroughly enjoy it, Dr. Leslie. Look forward to it.
Thank you. Blessings. And have an awesome day. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Bye-bye.
So, listeners, as we are continuing down this path, this exploratory path of what is baptism and are you ready? Are you ready to emerge into something more? And the answer is, if you feel drawn, if you feel called, then I invite you to your own upper room practice. The scriptures say, ask and it is given. Seek and you shall find. Knock and the door will be opened unto you. So if you feel drawn, if you feel called, if you feel hungry for a deeper experience of what God has placed you here to be and to experience and to become, then once a day, sit. 5 minutes is enough. We'll call this the upper room practice. 5 minutes is enough. Sit and place your hand on your heart. Say out loud, I am willing to receive a new transmission. I'm willing to be filled with a frequency I have not yet known. Call out to that which we call God. Use the name you resonate with best, Holy Spirit, Jesus, Divine Mary, whatever symbol you use to connect with our divine Creator. I'm willing to be filled with that which I've not known. And this is the part that most people skip, wait. In active receptivity, like the disciples in the upper room, notice what arrives, a feeling, a knowing, a shift. That's the transmission beginning. You don't have to believe it yet. You just have to be willing. Willingness is the door. And today I bid you farewell, reminding you that you are never alone. You are worthy. You are loved. And all is well. Join us next week and walk sacred.
Great radio doesn't end here. Catch the full episode and dive or into our archives on the WSIC News app.
WSIC 105.9 FM, 100.7 FM, 1400 AM, Statesville, Lake Norman's home for NASCAR. WSIC, local, starts here.